You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is humidity? Humidity is related to water and the atmosphere, rather than how much water is in or on something. Specifically, it's how much water vapor is in the atmosphere. Water vapor is water that's in a gaseous state. It's liquid water that's evaporated or boiled and became a gas. It may seem surprising, but there is always water vapor in the atmosphere. While the amount of water vapor, the level of humidity, might be low, water vapor is there. Sure, a rainforest is very humid, but even deserts have some water vapor in the air. Meteorologists rely on a number of ways to measure humidity. Absolute humidity is the amount of water vapor in the air. It's measured as the mass or weight of water vapor divided by the volume or amount of space of the air. A meteorologist would need to know the temperature of the air when they do this calculation because warm air or higher temperatures can hold more water than cooler air. Another way to measure the water vapor is called relative humidity. In general conversation, when we use the term humidity, we're really talking about relative humidity. Relative humidity compares the current absolute humidity to the potential absolute humidity. It's a percentage comparing the amount of water vapor which is in the air compared to the potential or amount it could hold. One of the tools meteorologists use to measure humidity is called a hygrometer, H-Y-G-R-O-M-E-T-E-R. There are different types of hygrometers. One type actually uses a hair from an animal or a human. As the hair absorbs moisture from the humid air, it expands, lengthens, and causes the machine's needle to move and indicate higher humidity. Here's an experiment to try at home and make a hygrometer. Get a washed hair about 6 to 10 inches long from different family members. Tape one end of each hair on a piece of paper so the hairs are side by side. Tape a penny or dime on the other end of the hairs. Then tape a pointy toothpick on the coins so they're horizontal. Now, tape the paper on a wall so the coins hang down and the toothpicks point to the side. Use a pen and mark on the paper where each toothpick tip is. And then, over the next few months, look at each hair and see if the toothpick tips change position, even if it's only a little. As the hairs absorb water vapor, they'll lengthen a little and move the pointer a little. Compare the different hairs and see if there's a difference from one person's hair to the next person's hair. Well, we've just learned a little bit about humidity. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.